Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of this program where you may take control of the airwaves, should you be so inclined. You can also sit back and just enjoy the program. And it says, well, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got a feature, the big feature on the site, allows you to actually submit content to our site, then vote on the stuff you like or vote down things that you don't like. And then we'll look at that each day before the program and determine whether or not we like stuff that you've suggested and talk about it on the radio waves. So go to freetalklive.com. The we tonight is me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
All right. So lots of stuff in the news. Too much to cover in one night. But I saw this story from reason.com, and I thought it was pretty interesting because we've certainly talked on the program about, just in general terms, about how it is that regulations bring the cost of living up, for instance, bring the cost of doing business up. Regulations bring costs up or all across the board. And, well, when you have to pay extra to do something that would have cost less without the regulation, that's a bad thing, because then that's money that you could have spent on something else more productive.
Well, it is and it isn't. The fact is that you got to look at regulations. There's two types of regulations, the ones that make sense and the ones that don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody would agree that some regulations make sense and some regulations don't. Some regulations are an overreach. Some are just bat-ass crazy. And some regulations make the marketplace work, you know, safer in a more humane and moral fashion. Now,
yeah, but we don't need to have the government to come up with rules that make things work better. The market does that on their own. And
generally,
the market self-regulates on its own.
Generally, I think that's the case. I think that the government has the ability to implement some things sometimes that just work better. However,
than the market?
Yeah, I do.
Like what?
Like, for instance, my favorite example these days is micro USB plugs.
You like this.
The fact is that all cell phones now are mandated to have a charger that is the same size. Prior to this, we know what the marketplace looks like because the marketplace had every cell phone had a different charger.
That's not true.
Just about every cell phone had a different charger, and you know, there were a huge array of different chargers for cell phones and different earpieces and things like that. And
you
now,
poor baby, you need your politicians to come to your rescue.
Wait a second, I didn't claim that. I'm saying
you said you liked this regulation.
I do like that regulation, but what I'm saying is that I don't think that regulation is worth, because, you know, the government is, it's a scale. You have to ask yourself, how big is the baby in this bathwater? And I think that the baby is really, really small, and we're told that this baby is much bigger than it is. We need the government for very little. In this case, this is a regulation I like. I'm not going to lie about it.
Okay. Well, if you'd like to comment at 855-450-FREE, you can certainly do that. So you're saying that you're willing to go ahead and get rid of the entire regulatory structure if it means you have to buy a different charger for your phone?
Yes. I'm willing to trade that particular aspect to be rid of.
Because what if
the fact is that this, just because the clock has been right twice a day doesn't mean it's worth keeping the clock.
What if there's an advancement? Let me see if I can just, you know, give you something to think about regarding your favorite regulation there. What if there's an advancement in connecting technology that actually would be better than what we have with
Bluetooth.
The micro US? Well, if you can charge over Bluetooth, you've got an amazing product.
That's true with charging, but I was just thinking as far as headsets. That's the truth with headsets, is the marketplace did come up with a universal connector for headsets. Without regulatory interference, and that connector is Bluetooth.
Right.
So, yes, I often think that the government can be quicker in implementing a new rule that maybe the marketplace might want to have.
The market also came up with USB. The USB it is something that was come up by an industry group of different companies and, you know, technical wizards.
Mm-hmm.
It was not necessarily one company that was behind that effort.
USB was a collaborative effort that was used on computers, but micro USB is just another plug on the other end of that USB cord.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the cell phone companies had a plenty of time to implement a universal plug and didn't. I just think that you should concede this point, that the broke clock strikes right twice a day. And that's the end. The clock is not fixable.
Companies should be free to make whatever connectors they want to make.
Okay.
I'm sorry if it's inconvenient for you, Mark, but even if you have the same type of connector on the plug, there may be a different voltage. There may be a different amperage.
Be free to do it. The question is, but let's not forget that the marketplace, that people's decisions work around what benefits them. And the ideas of liberty, the vast majority of the time, benefit the end user. In this circumstance, I think government was a larger benefit to the end user.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and that's just because you are too impatient to wait for some sort of other solution to come up through natural means.
The marketplace likely or may have come up with a solution, and I do think that the government's a little faster in those areas sometimes.
A lot of times government's very, very slow.
But you don't
slow.
Like it when I say it's fast either. So
most everything they do.
No, generally it's fast in forcing other people to do things. A lot of times it's fast in forcing other people to do things, getting itself to do something. No, we're still working with a 220-something-year-old document. The United States government has the oldest governing document in the world, and it's not going to move forward on its own.
So anyway, let's talk about the real story here, and that is the fact that overall these federal regulations have made you 75% poorer. And this is about the unseen, because it's easy to see the effects of regulation. Mark's ebullient about this particular one that some some politician who was inconvenienced by this.
Absolutely.
And decided to write a law about it. But there are a lot of things you don't get to see. Like, you don't get to see, you know, what does the market come up with otherwise in the absence of these regulations. And what kind of wealth would you have if these regulations didn't exist? The growth of federal regulations over the past six decades, according to Reason.com's Ronald Bailey, has cut U.S. economic growth by an average of 2 percentage points per year, according to a new study in the Journal of Economic Growth. Talk about a page-turner. As a result, the average American household receives about $277,000 less annually than it would have gotten in the absence of those six decades of accumulating regulations. A median household income should be $330,000 instead of the $53,000 that we get right now. So if the study is saying if we did not have the six decades worth of regulatory growth in this country, that your household, the average median household, I guess you can't put average and median together, but the median household income would be $330,000, meaning half of households would be making more than $330,000, and half would be making less instead of $53,000. That's a huge discrepancy.
Do you find it unbelievable?
Nope.
I read the same article, and I'm just like, I can't read this on the air. It's just too. It's just the claim's just too wild. I don't. I mean, how do we know in this world that's six? You go back six decades, you change something, and then what's the world look like now? Really, we're going to be. Everybody's going to be making $300,000 in today's dollars.
No, not everybody. It's the median
households.
The researchers, economists John Dawson of Appalachian State University and John Cedar of North Carolina State, constructed an index of federal regulations by tracking the growth in the number of pages in the Code of Federal Regulations since 1949. The number of pages, they note, has increased sixfold from 19,335 back in 1949. Now, just try imagining reading 19,000 pages of federal regulations.
The largest book that I think I've ever read, like fiction book, was around 1,000 pages. I don't know what the Bible is, but I'll bet you it's around that, too.
It's around there, yeah. And that's not an easy thing to do. And reading fiction is a lot easier than reading legal code. When you're reading legalese, you are literally reading code words, because many of the words have specific definitions. So as you're reading, if you really want to understand, it's one thing to read the words, but it's another thing to understand what you're reading, comprehend that. In order to comprehend it, you've got to know legal definitions. If you don't know the definitions, you have to look them up. So there's even more time involved in that. And even if you think you know the word, legal definition, they may have redefined it in a definition section. We'll tell you more coming up.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about regulations and the cost that you may not have realized that they actually have. And of course, whether they're doing anything valuable or not is not the issue. The thing is, most regulations that do offer something valuable could exist in the free market anyway through groups like certification groups or industry standards groups. So, if we're talking about safety of health at a restaurant, look no further than ServSafe. This is an independent company that is not government-related that certifies restaurants for food safety. And restaurants do this because they want to be safe for their customers, not because the government mandates it. Most restaurants and chains, for instance, have higher cleanliness standards than does the governmental agency that oversees them. So we'll continue to dig into the actual cost of regulations. Also, we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a favorite regulation. Mark's got his. What about yours? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe is a science fiction web comic that sort of follows this young lady. Her name's Nicole. She's from a space city that's 500 years in the future. And because there are all these diverse and spread out space communities across the solar system, they've all got kind of different rules in this world. Some of them are corporatist, some of them are statist. And in her case, she's from a voluntarist space city. And it's what her experience is traveling around the solar system when she's growing up in a voluntarist world, and also dealing with a mad scientist who hires her to travel around. She has to have a reason to travel around. It's a great story. I've been reading. I was reading again last night. I just got the hard copy version of the book. The first one is called Quantum Vibe, Volume 1, Nicole, and it's available through shop.freetalklive.com on Amazon and through the website at bigheadpress.com. It's $15. I got mine signed by the author, Scott Beezer. This is a great webcomic. Even if you never buy the book, go and read Quantum Vibe for free. It's available for free, and it comes out daily, weekdays. Every weekday, Quantum Vibe available to you. As far as webcomics goes, that's real unusual. QuantumVibe.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. The article here is from Reason.com. Ronald Bailey, the author, he's saying that the governmental regulations, the federal regulations, I don't think he's counting state regulations here, federal regulations, has diminished your household income. The median household income should be, he says, $330,000 a year instead of the current $53,000 that we currently get now. And he says that in 1949, when they began looking at the numbers in this study, in 1949 there were 19,335 pages in the Code of Federal Regulations. Now, that is increased to, as of 2005, 134,261 pages. In 2011, the number of pages had risen all the way up to 169,301 pages. So it's mind-bogglingly difficult to even think about reading 19,000 pages of legalese. Now, that was in 1949. Now it's over 169,000 pages of legalese. It's always been impossible. I don't know about you, Mark, but I have trouble reading a paragraph of legalese.
You're right.
It's so frustrating because you, even if you think you understand it, you really don't, because you also have to go and read the definitions of the words that appear in those paragraphs.
It's the truth. They just go ahead and define these words in different ways than we may necessarily use them in real English,
and then
you don't know what you're reading.
And then they claim that ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, there's no way for anybody to not be ignorant of the law, including judges.
I think there's a ruling that, in fact, ignorance of the law is an excuse. That this is a maxim from the 12th century, at the time of Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back then, sure, English common law was based on if you damage somebody's property, if you harm them, you're responsible for it. And at that point, ignorance of, I didn't know that I might not slit the throat of mine, yon neighbor. I can see why you would come up with that. But now in the 21st century, when they've had all this time to just pile regulation upon regulation upon regulation, how could you possibly know that it's illegal to leave your car running while you run into the store? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Kiss my butt. And of course it is.
So again, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about regulations, a story from Reason. We go on. They devise a pretty standard endogenous growth theory model and then insert their regulatory burden index to calculate how federal regulations have affected economic growth.
I don't even know what that means, endogenous.
But they're science. Scientists.
Sciency.
They know what they're talking about. Or at least we presume they do. They were published, by the way, in the Journal of Economic Growth, and you don't just get studies published in these journals very easily.
So they say.
Annual output in 2005, they conclude, is 28% of what it would have been had regulation remained at its 1949 level. The proliferation of federal regulations especially affects the rate of improvement in total factor productivity, a measure of technological dynamism and increasing efficiency. Regulations also affect the allocation of labor and capital by, say, raising the cost of new hires or encouraging investment in favored technologies. Overall, they calculate if regulation had remained at the same level as it did in 1949, current GDP would have been $53.9 trillion instead of $15.1 trillion in 2011. In other words, the U.S. GDP in 2011 was $38.8 trillion less than it might have been. Let's use those results as the starting point for some rough calculations. The Bureau of Economic Affairs estimates that the real GDP in 1947 was $1.8 trillion in 2005 dollars. The real GDP growth rate between 1949 and 2011 averaged 3.2% per year, compounded over the period.
And that's not crazy. 3.2%, right?
Compounded over the period, that would yield a total real GDP of about $13.3 trillion in 2011, and that's the same figure the Bureau gives for that year. If regulation had remained fixed at 1949 levels, GDP growth would have averaged 2% higher annually.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry, I got a little confused. I have read this article about a week ago. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, you're saying regulation, if regulation stayed at the same level as 1949, that the growth in the economy would be 2% higher than it currently is today.
Over all those years, yielding a rate of about 5.2% over the period between 1949 and 2011. Compounded, that yields a total GDP in 05 dollars of approximately $43 trillion or $49 trillion in 2011 dollars, which is again the same ballpark as the $53.9 trillion figure calculated by the scientists we discussed earlier. But let's say that the two economists have grossly overestimated how fast the economy...
And I think this is the best point. What if it was a gross misestimation?
Well, let's say that they did do that, and how fast the economy would have grown in the absence of the proliferating regulation. So let's instead take the real average GDP growth between 1870 and 1900, before the progressives jump-started the regulatory state. Economic growth in the last decades of the 19th century averaged 4.5% per year. Compounding that growth rate from the real 1949 GDP would have yielded a total GDP of around $31 trillion. Now, that's lower than the estimate of $54 trillion, but still about double the current GDP. So, any way you slice it, you're making a lot less than you could be. It's Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE, and it's brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. I also should mention, and I'm guilty of not doing this often enough, we do have Skype. If you'd like to connect with us and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us, you can get a good microphone hooked up to your computer and connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. You're going to sound better if you've got one of those headsets, for instance, rather than, say, just sitting and talking to the microphone that's kind of built into your laptop from 3 feet away. So the mic quality does play into the factor, but, man, Skype sounds great. So feel free to use that. Our username there, again, lrn.fm. As we continue here, we've been discussing regulations, and thank goodness the federal government hasn't really gotten involved in regulating the computer business. I mean, they really don't know how to go about doing that. It's not that they don't want to. I mean, like, you've heard the proposals for taxes on the Internet. There are always these proposals out there. They haven't really been too successful at implementing them because, well, they're the government, and they tend to be pretty awful at doing everything. But thank goodness they haven't, because, you know, we've got a wonderful, robust world of competition out there, which allows people who want to shine in one area or another to do so without having to beg the government's permission. And you can do that with your website through Squarespace. Squarespace.com is the site. You go there and you'll immediately be struck, at least I was, by how beautiful their site is. I mean, it's just this full-screen presentation that is very impressive. They've got a tour that looks awesome, and most importantly, their sites look great. What is Squarespace? Well, it's something that allows you to create your own website. You can create your own e-commerce site. You can create your own blog site, your own portfolio site. They have different designs, different themes.
Beautiful themes, and I think that this is the thing that really sets Squarespace apart is just how attractive their websites are.
Yeah, so you go in there, you sign up for a free trial.
And it's easy to do. They were showing me how to do it.
You sign up for a free trial, and you don't have to use a credit card number, so it's not like, you know, you're scared about them charging you and you don't think you're going to get charged. That's always one of those big question marks when they ask you for a credit card number for a free trial. Usually there's some sort of small print that says, if you don't cancel this free trial within 2 days, we'll start charging your card $200. No, they don't do that at Squarespace. Free trial, just an email address. That's all you need to get signed up and get started. Select your theme that you want for your site and get building with their really strikingly easy-to-use system. They're constantly improving their platform with new features, new designs, and even better support. The designs they have will get you started, but you can get in there and you can tweak as much as you'd like. And, of course, they've got an amazing support team that's available 24/7. And when you're ready to sign up, it's cheap. It's $8 a month and includes a free domain name. If you sign up for a year plus, if you want 10% off, you can use our special discount code, which is FTL and the number 7. That's FTL7 to get 10% off your purchase at squarespace.com. Go there now, though, and just create your account and get started and explore their features. It's pretty cool. So 855-450 free. Let's go to the phones. Nico is in Illinois, or Nick, rather, is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey.
Mark, where did you find out that the micro USB standard was a government regulation?
I don't know. I read so many news articles, it's impossible for me to just cite things. Is that not the truth? Because all phones, you know, I may have heard from a cell phone guy.
You may have heard from a cell phone guy that it was a government regulation?
Yeah.
Because just doing some quick Googling around, I don't see any reference to that, but I do see a reference, references to an open mobile terminal platform forum. It says it was a forum dominated by operators, but including manufacturers such as Nokia, Samsung, and so on. This is an article from September 2007 saying that they announced that its members had agreed on micro USB as the future common connector. Also, iPhones don't have micro USB connectors, but they came out with an adapter for that in order to comply with EU regulations. So it seems to be a regulation in EU, but I can find no references to the American government making that a standard in the U.S.
Well, that is very interesting, but you do understand.
Busted, Mark.
Well,
busted.
I'm just wrong. But let's point out.
I love it when you're wrong.
It was told it was a government regulation, and that may not be incorrect, right? Like, even if it's,
okay,
EU,
it's in the EU.
Right. If a large market like the EU comes out and puts out a standard, it's just easier.
But if you
phone companies to implement that standard worldwide.
But Nick, if you go and buy an iPhone in the U.S., does it come with that adapter for the micro?
I've never bought an iPhone. I don't know much about it. I just Googled around about stuff and that came up.
Well, I do love it when people hold us responsible for what we're saying, because I certainly thought it was a U.S. regulation, so I absolutely appreciate what you're saying there. But it still doesn't entirely undermine what I was talking about if it is an EU regulation.
But just because it's an EU regulation, that doesn't mean it was actually necessary, does it?
It doesn't, but it's really darn convenient. Did you have a cell phone prior to this? Did you have the experience of buying cell phones, getting new cell phones, buying all the wired crap that goes with it, getting sold something that you could buy on eBay for $3, at the store for $40?
I never really went through that because before this smartphone, I just had a non-smartphone that I didn't really do much with. I just used the cable as a charger.
It stunk, and it felt like cell phone companies were using accessories to make their money, like they were, giving you the phone so that you would get their arduous, contract, and then basically the salesperson was getting huge commissions off of these accessories.
Well, I bought mine on eBay or Amazon, so, I mean,
I would often do that, but usually the accessories would break there. They weren't as high of a quality as the ones sold at the store. Can anybody, will somebody please just admit that this is a better system, having micro USB as a almost near universal charger?
And in at least in the U.S., it was also a product of the market. The market responded and created a standard.
I don't know whether that's true, though, Nick. If the EU says that you've got to do it, and a manufacturer is already producing phones for the EU, why would in the world wouldn't they just go worldwide with it? That's not the marketplace.
Who go worldwide with what?
Okay, so I'm a phone manufacturer. Suddenly I'm Kyocera. And the EU passes down a regulation that says I must get together with the other phone manufacturers and come up with some kind of standard. We get together, at least for selling in the EU. We get together, we say micro USB is the way to go. We'll do that in the EU. And then I have to decide for myself, shall I continue with my proprietary connectors throughout the globe in other places and continue to, you know, do this stuff that I know my customers wouldn't like? Or should I go with this standard around the world? Because it's gonna—I have to outfit two sets of manufacturing machines. I have to make basically two sets of phones. It just makes sense that once one place puts down a regulation. This is why when California made it, you know, had to have catalytic converters. That basically these things went on cars everywhere because California is such a large market in the United States.
Okay,
that's my claim. I'm saying that isn't the marketplace acting. We know what the marketplace was would have done because they did it prior to 2007.
But the situation changed. This
right,
announcement,
it did.
Right, this article, this announcement was back from 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the date is of that EU regulation.
Right, good point. But, maybe the market came before the EU regulation. That would be an interesting thing to find out.
That was also the same, that, as far as I know, that was also the same year that the USB, the micro USB was invented, or that it came to market.
Well, keep looking into it. I'd love to know the real story on this.
Yeah, maybe
I want to be wrong here, but at this point I still don't feel wrong.
Maybe somebody can post it to our Facebook page. That might be a good way to bring it to our attention. Thank you, Nick, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. The discussion is about regulation, and Reason.com has a few more things to share on the cost of these federal regulations that you don't necessarily see, and apparently they're pretty significant, that you would be way wealthier today were it not for, the 169,000-plus pages of federal regulations. Remember, they're not even looking at state and local regulations factoring in here. You factor those in, you're probably making even more money. 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments next.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN WGN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control here toll-free in the remaining moments of this episode of Free Talk Live. And we do it 7 nights a week, so if you don't get your call in tonight, you can always call tomorrow. 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time. Every night of the week, we're live here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, brought to you by SACL CAI. You may also connect with us via Skype. The Skype username for you to use is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect in whatever way makes most sense for you. We're talking about federal regulations. Also want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can support this show, and one of the most important ways to do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a simple concept. You send $5 a month to Free Talk Live via any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website, and we'll take that money and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing people, new people, to the ideas of liberty. It's working. We're on over 100 stations so far, and I can tell you we wouldn't be on near as many if it weren't for listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. It's really thanks to you and your $5 a month. So please go, if you haven't done it yet, to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. Get the perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines. That was what Nick was on a few moments ago. The AMP-only call-in lines, forum, and podcast, which doesn't have the usual podcast commercials in it. So you get some nice perks as well at amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the cost of regulations here, and according to the numbers that have been run, you would be making maybe at least twice as much, if not three times or five times as much as maybe even six times as much. It's hard to say how much more you'd be making. It depends on how you work the numbers, but what they're pointing out is that your family would make a hell of a lot more if there weren't thousands upon hundreds of thousands of pages of the federal regulatory codes out there getting in the way of business, being able to do business without having to appease a bunch of bureaucrats.
Right. And then I think that everybody listening to my voice would claim that productivity, productivity is hampered to some extent or another by regulation. Some people would claim that that's a net positive. Some people would claim that's a net negative. And what the folks here, these economists have done, have made what it really on its, six times, $300,000 would be the median income of the average American household. That sounds outrageous. But what their claim is really not very outrageous. It's that regulations affect the annual GDP by 2% a year since 1949. And they just picked, I don't know why they picked 1949, but they picked 1949 and said if regulation stayed at this level, throughout that time period. And you'd think that there probably were some stupid regulations in 1949, too, mm-hmm. so you could throw those out and add some better regulations. But the government can't do that. If the government hampers the marketplace, then the unseen of how it damages your life, by damaging your life, I mean you're not making $300,000 a year, and that's a damage to your life.
Yeah, try to think about what you do with an extra $100,000 every year.
I think that coal miners need to be protected to some extent. I don't claim that they're not. I think that's a role for a union.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if somebody thinks it's a good idea to you know, go and do a dangerous job, who's to not let them? That's their business.
That's a great point. It should be if there's some sort of restrictions on a business, it should come out of the marketplace. It should come out of a union demanding better working conditions. It should come out of, you know, individuals refusing to accept poor, you know, questionable job environments, things like that. It should come out of industry standards groups. It should come out of third-party certification groups, consumer demand. These are all ways that the market can self-regulate. And ultimately, you as the customer get to regulate as well. You get to decide, well, I don't like the way they treat the animals at that farm, so I'm going to go over to this farm over here and give them my money. And that's the most powerful form of regulation, is the choice of you, the consumer. Because if enough people say they don't like the way business is doing business, that guy's going to go out of business if he didn't shape up real fast.
I don't think that's sufficient, you know, just the consumer. I think that the fact is an employee is to some extent the consumer of the employer, too.
Sure.
And that the employees are responsible for their own safety. They're responsible because, you know, we can't have any steps at work because we have to have all ramps because they're too dangerous. But that same person goes and rock climbs on the weekend. You're telling me that somebody in their hobby can make a decision to work in a more dangerous place than they can if they at their workplace. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, now, back to Reason.com, defenders of regulation will argue that regulations provide benefits to Americans, lower levels of air pollution, higher minimum wages, and so forth. But the measure devised by Dawson and Cedar accounts for both the aggregate benefits and the cost of the regulations. The two researchers note that their results, quote, indicate that whatever positive effects regulation may have on measured output are outweighed by the negative effects. Now, there may be some unmeasured.
There's human costs that I just don't feel like can be quantified in that same way. You know, I mean, if I get injured at work because I don't know something's, you know, dangerous, I need to know that information. I need to be able to make an informed decision.
There may be some unmeasured positive outputs that result from regulation, but the benefits would have to be hugely substantial to offset the loss of $39 trillion in output in 2011 alone.
Agreed.
And is that plausible?
The best way to figure out which regulations make sense and which regulations don't, and it's not even the right term, which regulations would make sense and which ones don't, is to let the marketplace decide, mm-hmm. to let employees, to let consumers. The fact is consumers are making decision on marketplace. Consumers are making decisions. Like fair trade coffee is people making decisions about the marketplace, ignorant or not. You can decide for yourself. They're making decisions about other people's workplaces, and they want to help.
Actually, you had a story about the free trade, or a fair trade rather, coffee. What you say might be a scam.
Well, a scam, I think, is a strong term. I think it's just silly is probably the best thing. It's from learnliberty.org. It's a video, and it's great. And
can you maybe put that up on our Facebook,
sure,
and Twitter and Google Plus? Because obviously, you know, we're not going to be able.
Actually,
to
I've already got it up there. So just go and look at earlier today.
So GDP. Let's see. Since GDP growth rates in other industrialized countries more or less track U.S. growth rates over the period, I asked both Dawson and Cedar via email if it would be fair to conclude that those countries had also adopted a similar suite of regulations that also slowed their potential GDP gains. Now, being careful not to go beyond the data in the study, Dawson replied that similarity of growth rates really doesn't tell us anything about the growth effects of regulations in different countries. However, it would be fair to say that many studies that were cited in our paper examine the effects of regulation in many European countries and find large negative effects on employment, investment, rates of new business startup, and so on. And it's just true. If it's too difficult to start a business, those are jobs that aren't created. And I know what it, you know, I have some experience with this. I looked into it. I remember when I was younger, I wanted to have my own radio station. Boy, was I a dreamer. But, you know, when I looked into it, I found out how incredibly difficult of a process that is. Now, it's not to say that it's difficult to start your own radio station. That's easy. Buy the equipment, plug it in, learn a little bit about the technical side of things, and turn it on. So that's the easy part. It's jumping through the governmental hoops and the FCC regulations that are incredibly insurmountable for the average person. You can't just figure this stuff out on your own. You've got to have a broadcasting attorney, somebody who's a pro at this stuff, help you navigate through this labyrinth of regulations so you can finally maybe get approval from the FCC.
You can spend a couple of $100 for broadcast equipment on the internet, have it shipped to your house, flip it on, and be broadcasting. However, if you want to do it legally, you must spend years
and thousands,
millions probably of dollars.
Well, I think that's an exaggeration.
It depends on where you are.
Right, it depends on where you are. That's true.
You can certainly easily spend millions to do it, but you spend thousands, if not certainly tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
But it was a turnoff.
You've got to have the engineering outlay. You've got to have the attorneys. That's it. It's crazy.
It was a turnoff for me, and I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one who's looked into starting a business, seen the incredible, confusing, just morass of regulations out there, and then just said, ah, screw it. I'll just work for myself or work for somebody else at a job, and I'm not going to create this business that I've always wanted to create and have to hire people to help me with it. I'm not going to do it. So who knows how many businesses, how many great ideas, innovative concepts, new products and solutions and services never came to be because somebody just said, ah, F it. I'm not going to deal with this.
Right. How many times has it happened? How many people have said, screw it, I just can't do it?
Right. And those are the things you can't calculate. You have no idea how many things that we could have to make our lives better because they don't exist because some governmental regulation stood in the way of it. Didn't protect you from anything. Protected you for some good ideas. Anyway, we're out of time for tonight. I'll post the reason piece here because it's much longer. You're welcome to look through it at our Google Plus, Facebook, and Twitter. We'll have it up shortly. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe in year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.